And welcome back to the Nutra Medical Report. It is May Day, May 1st, and of course it's a very nasty holiday if you're talking about the pagan holiday. It's also a communist celebration holiday too, which is kind of strange considering they claim to be atheists, which really isn't the case. We want to talk about nutraceuticals and other technology today. The first hour we'll be having Rob Roselli on. He's a regular. I announced over the weekend and posted up a video about 40 minutes long about our launch of our podcast. We're going to be doing a number of podcasts for our special hosts, just a selected group, probably about 6 to 8. They'll be able to put podcast audio and video up on our Deagle Network, which is going to be good. They'll be able to put additional broadcasting up. Today we have some special guests. Hour number two, we have Jim Hedgecock from the American Association of Sensory Medicine. And Jim, of course, is the co-founder of the American Association of Sensory Medicine. I'm reactivating my membership. I was actually one of the teachers and developers of the technology. After we got FDA approval in 1997, we added technology to make it objectified by being able to pick up the sensory recruitment patterns in the spinal cord at the base of the brain. And because, of course, E-delta fibers do synapse all the way to the cortex. And so it's the first and only objective way for mapping out pain in the world. The two technologies I recommend are digital thermography. And if you go to axonpain.com, you can actually pick up a site. The second major guest of hour number two is going to be Jonathan Rothschild, a colleague of mine for 37 years and developer of nutraceutical technology. We're going to be talking about some of our new breakthroughs, including glutenase and our gluten immune technology. Ryan will be joining us, our NutraMed team, in hour number three. Coming up this week, we've got some amazing guests for you. Of course, regularly on Thursdays, Josh Bernstein, Gary Richard Arnold on Friday, Andrew Shatkin, our attorney, on Friday as well, and, of course, the firing line. And every week now, our policy is at the end of each week, we do a summary of the shows on video, and we also do a review of all the recent consults to doctors and patients around the world with a review of video showing the actual list of protocols. So it should help you as well with a description and explanation of why and how we use certain nutraceuticals. So that should help tremendously. A lot of people who are confused and say, well, doc, I don't know how to use this or that. You can always email, and by the way, there's no charge for emailing or contact, even if you're not a regular customer, but I do expect that when you do get advice that you're going to use exclusively only our products. It's quite funny. Sometimes I get people that wanted me to resurrect old products I've discontinued, or they ask for products that we don't manufacture or wouldn't have an opinion on, and usually they're garbage because if they were really good, I'd be marketing them. So this idea that I'm going to endorse a product, which I think is by and large almost certainly inferior because it's not going to be bioconverted, bioavailable, or powerful and may include toxins. Like recently I had a question from an individual wanted me to actually contact their company. They're using another form of Mountain Red Velvet. I'm thinking, are you kidding? Because they're not happy with it. They want me to contact them. People, I think, must be part comedian. It must be really funny to think, I really am going to contact on behalf of them, and I don't know their product, and I'm almost certainly sure that it's inferior. It's like, you got to be funny. You guys are really, you know, quite silly. So, we provide very advanced nutraceuticals, technologies. In fact, I'm putting together a PowerPoint this week, which will hopefully coincide with the approval of the price and the congressional bill for healthcare. It's a good platform to start from there. But we need to do advanced medicine. And we did have, a few weeks ago, Dr. Ron Klatz from the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine went over his 10-point plan. I've incorporated that, including many other things, in a video that will be posted up on simulcast, on live stream, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, Spreaker, Patreon, etc. And you can have free access to that at any time. We hope to get it through to Dr. Price and some of the team there to look at the future of what healthcare should be so we can lengthen people's lifespan, reduce their drugs from things like we call harmacy or pharmacy. I hear some sound in the background. I suspect we may have Rob Roselli. Rob, are you there?
Hey, Dr. Bill, how you doing? Yeah,
very
can
good.
You hear me?
I can indeed. Yeah, you're coming through very clearly. I hope. Are you on phone or are you on your Skype?
No, I'm on the cell phone. I'm on the road.
Ah, okay. That's why we couldn't get you on the Skype. Okay. So, Rob, we have a lot of issues going on. This is May Day, which is a nasty pagan holiday. And we don't really want to get into negativity. The positive things are, although we did pass the 100-day mark for Donald Trump, I'm still on the Trump train, although he's going to screw up just like every human being does with things like Assad. Pretty well everything else he's doing, considering the trying to push Congress, even though he has Congress and the Senate, is like trying to herd cats. I have a feeling, though, he's got a big dog in the backyard, so the cats are all moving in one direction. So they've apparently funded the government through to October. They're going to put a tax bill in pretty shortly. They're saying that by Wednesday, they may have all the votes, and they're going to make sure they're tallied before they actually run into the floor for the American Health Care Act. They've got a way of pooling the cost for the 5% of Americans who use up 50% of the health care costs. They need a control cost, which I'm sure Trump and Dr. Price will do with many, we call, administrative changes, so they can obtain drugs at reduced cost, control the control costs of health care at the hospital level, get rid of and reform the malpractice insurance and many other things. But then they introduced what we call functional anti-aging medicine and real wellness. It's like, you know, having a really good maintenance program on your automobile. I saw a spot on television a few months ago where a gentleman who bought a car back in the 1950s has maintained what's called sterling support of his vehicle. It's probably as or even better than it rolled off the lot 60-some years ago. So the same thing with people. If we maintain really good maintenance, you can be 95 playing basketball and doing things without artificial joints. And I really believe that we're going to start extending human lifespan, not just the number of years you spend in the ICU with tubes in every orifice, but real lifespan, you know, where you have, you lengthen your life years instead of your death years. Your death years should be down to maybe, you know, one day, you have a big meal, good sex, long run, and then you go poof, and you turn to a pile of dust, and they just stick you on the mantle and say, there's Grandpa. So this idea of going for decades, enriching the healthcare system, and basically lengthening your death span is not what I consider a really good move. So instead of the pharmacy, we want to use a natural pharmacy instead of what I call the pharmacy, H-A-R-M, or F-A-R-M, pharmacy. And that's why I give people advice as to what drugs are useful. For example, there's a new drug out for heart failure that seems to be pretty good, except some people will get angioedema called Entresto. There's other drugs I don't like, beta blockers, calcium channel blockers, and GMG cord reductase inhibitors. So let's get into it. What is May Day? It's the first day of spring. It's the first day after, I guess it's the second day, because I guess Saturday was the 100th day. So this is the second day of the second 100 days of Trump. I honestly think Nancy Pelosi and Schumer are like those bobbleheads where the head pops off, because in the next 100 days, if he passes the funding for the wall, gets American health care through, gets a tax rebate for people, repatriates money, and the second and third quarters are good in terms of the economic growth, the left will be silenced. It doesn't matter what personality quirks he has that aggravate you. Even the people like me that are support him find some of his things pretty quirky, and if he was a class president, everybody would be snickering at him. So what? You know, he's great at what he does, and he's going to make a deal. And he's snookered North Korea into a situation now with China that they're thoroughly screwed. I mean, they're getting probably bad parts to blow up these rockets. They've now been in a position that China basically is going to put the squeeze on them. I'm really pleased with Trump, except for a few screw-ups like Syria. But otherwise, he's doing fantastic, isn't he?
He's certainly far from perfect. You know, of course, you're getting mixed signals out here, but just to answer your question about May Day, it's a very, very interesting holiday.
I want to get into the religious side, because people don't realize this is a very nasty day, isn't it?
Yeah, and it was funny, the so-called atheistic communism just so happened to celebrate May Day. It's World Workers' Day or World Socialist Day, and the foundation of the Socialist Internationale, and of course the foundation of the Bavarian Illuminati was May 1st, 1776, and that basically set the formwork for communism. But it's also known as Beltane, which is basically these Gaia nature weirdos and these Malthusian freaks in the environmental movement go out and celebrate and dance amongst the trees and worship nature spirits and, you know, their Burning Man festival and all this other nonsense. So it's very interesting that these so-called atheistic communists would take the same date as the New Age nature weirdos, and that's not a coincidence, because it's the first day of May, and May is actually named after the female goddess Maya, M-A-I-A, and it was her, and she consorted with Zeus. I mean, Zeus was kind of a horny guy, I guess. I mean, he was out there basically impregnating everything he could get his hands on, and out of him came Hermes. you know, the so-called God of Wisdom and travel and all this other thing, which I just happen to equate with the Robert Christian on the Georgia Guidestones, but that's all I can digest right now, goes
back to your books, boxofsunglasses.com. You put the sunglasses on, you see the world as it is. And then your books, The Un-American Genocidal Complex. People have to understand that it's okay to rule from military strength, but you don't go and do a regime change like previous administrations. You don't go and decide, well, we're just going to bomb them because we want to, because my daughter's having a fit in the White House. You kind of use a measured response. So I have a feeling that despite people like H.R. McMaster and many people around him that are pro-war and pro-intervention, Trump is still boss and he's not going to do it.
Right. Well, you know, Trump is, I mean, who knows where he is. I'm getting mixed signals out here with him. But, you know, the thing that's great about him is all these aforementioned, you know, Gaia freaks and these people out there protesting, you know, climate change. You know, how about that? They protested global warming and they got a foot of snow in Denver.
yeah.
At least he's irritating the right people. I'll give him that.
I like to use sarcastic jokes. I was an oceanographer 45 years ago before I even went into medicine, and one of the charter members of Greenpeace before they took it over with the globalists. I think they're protesting the fact that we have climate. It's not a matter of change. It's the fact that we have climate.
Yeah. Look, I mean, the radical environmental movement, let's just say it for what it is. I mean, at its core, it's worship of nature. It's the very antithesis of God. This is where the communist, very anti-God, entity out there has kind of coagulated or manifested itself inside the radical environmental movement. It's just,
well, you know, here's one thing that people should start understanding. Let's go back to the seed of communism. It was actually a gentleman who was hired in the British Library to put together all the documents that were already published over several hundred years by all kinds of so-called academics in Britain. And these academics were all high-level Masons, and they were put together by Karl Marx. Now, when Marx put his manifesto and information together, people need to understand that only 10% of the Russian population were allowed under their social communism to belong to the Communist Party. All of them are high-level Masons. People need to know that. People need to know that although they profess to be atheists, in fact, they're Satanists. The same way is in Communist China, supported by the British. The Communist Chinese got arms from America and from Britain. Britain actually supplied arms to Mao Zedong to put down his own population. So people need to understand that the West has been constantly manipulating other parts of the world, including even the Vatican, supplying the Muslims with weapons made in Europe so that they could put down the other versions of so-called Christianity in Egypt and Ethiopia. So if people don't understand what's really going on here, and this is right after the Pope visited the 1% of population in Egypt that are so-called Roman Catholic, the rest of the Christians in Egypt are not Roman Catholic, and that's about, I think, somewhere 10-15% of the population, which is pretty sizable. I think it's around 15-20 million in Egypt.
All right.
So what people don't understand is they're more interested in their sports scores and the latest sitcom or the latest tweet than history, which repeats itself. And unfortunately, because the people are ignorant, and they're not stupid. I see they're either purposely ignorant or they've been taught to stay in an ignorant state because it's considered a survival mechanism. And this is not a survival mechanism. What we have to do is convert to people a worldview change that believing things that are, and again, we're not going to say conspiracy theory, but believing things that are plain misinformation about actually modern and ancient history puts all of us in grave risk of repeating the same stupid things we've done in the past. And
that's the inspiration. That's the inspiration to this whole, my favorite movie to describe the quote conspiracy is John Carpenter's They Live, and that's my site, boxofsunglasses.com. That's exactly where the website is from. I mean, you know, that's it. I mean, in a nutshell, I mean, people, I don't know if it's cognitive dissonance or whatever you want to call it. It's funny. I mean,
Yeah, I think you're absolutely correct. See, what we're trying to do is we don't want to change minds. We want to change worldviews. If they can actually see that there is another view, then they will decide to change their mind at whatever level or pace they want to. And once they've changed their mind, they'll change their actions. You know, that's why, for example, we put our things together to expand the amount of message by having this audio and video podcasting and even simulcast, so our people, like hosts like yourself, can go to my live stream channel will have a specific time spot during the day. They can actually do a live simulcast on their own event channel. Without going through all the expense of setting up all these broadbands and all the other things, it allows us to get a message out, because if we get, I call this informational and spiritual manna, if we get this out to the people in an unconfused and in cognitively non-dissonant way, people will be transformed by the truth. And it says in the Bible, it says that my people perish for lack of vision. Well, the problem is vision's confused. If you watch any of the news channels or the media or even the go to academic schools in America or the West, you're going to go into these administrations or schools or high schools, whatever, come out more confused, more incapable of actually seeing the truth, and more incapable of moving action for you and your family and your business and your corporation and your nation toward a stable future based on godly principles. And that's the reason why our civilization's dying. It's not dying for lack of technology. It's dying for lack of truth and wisdom.
Well, it's dying, you know. I mean, you know, they kicked God out of the classroom, and they inherited so-called, you know, atheistic communism, which we have discussed, really isn't atheistic after all. But, you know, you just follow the money strings. I mean, you know, Rockefeller and Morgan and the rest of them, they didn't just take over the banks in the form of the Federal Reserve System. These weren't stupid people. They took over academia and you know, the IRS with the, you know, with the income tax, and they took over the media and the ownership of NBC and the New York Times and all these other so-called, you know, mainstream news networks. So this is where all the information's coming from. When you follow the purse strings back through all these so-called radical movements, these radical leftist groups, the Global Warming Freak Show, and all these other people, you end up with the same names, the Ford Foundation, George Soros, the Rockefeller Brothers Fund, and all these other people. They've been undermining this country for really 100 years. I mean, this...
And even longer. When you look at the academics that were writing for, you know, centuries before even Karl Marx, literally, he didn't invent all of this technology, by the way, into communism. He simply collated right. What a lot of academics were saying for hundreds of years before in the British Library. I mean, people don't understand this, and Karl Marx did not invent communism. He amalgamated it, and it came right out of British academia.
Right. Well, that's getting back to, you know, you go back to the Bavarian Illuminati, and then you look at, I think there were six tenets of the platform of Illuminati, you know, abolition of religion, abolition of the family, national borders, nationalism, religion, of course, and you just kind of extrapolate that, and that's where so-called communism came from. So, look, when you go back to the Illuminati, I mean, that's as illuminated as your eyes shall be opened, as in the all-seeing eye on top of the unfinished pyramid on the back of your Federal Reserve notes. I mean, can it be any more obvious that this goes all the way back to Genesis chapter 3, you know, yeah, you shall be as God, your eyes shall be opened?
It's funny, you're absolutely correct. And what's amazing to me is that people don't understand. I remember the quote in Genesis says, and Nimrod was a great warrior in the face of God. Now, if you actually go back to the ancient Hebrew, what it meant was he actually was an outsider looking to God like, hey, I'm going to do this. I'm going to send rabble into this town. I'm going to kill people. Right. Then I'll send my troop in to clear out the rabble and say, I will give you safety if you'll make me your emperor. I mean, this is the same dialectic of foolishness that's going on right now with America. Un-American genocidal complex, and the West, right. Europe. It's the same foolishness going on with every great empire, including Russia now. And by the way, I was watching Russia. Their population is going to drop from 141 million to 140 million by next year. The average male lives to be 56. They have a massive opium problem. They're not reproducing. This is a dying civilization that's inculcated in atheistic communism, and they have a crumbling economy that's one of the poorest on the planet. And we have this fool, Mr. Putin, who's in a sense, a mafia don, running the place into the ground.
Right. Well, it's just like anything else. I mean, every empire is going to crumble and fall. I mean, but as far as the United States, I mean, you know, just look at the parallels. I mean, we're basically the Roman Empire, right? I mean, with their whole pantheon of gods and goddesses, and they inherited the Greek and Egyptian philosophy, right? And tried to make
I think we've we got a big split. I would say half the nation is due for judgment, and the other half are, let's have to say, constitutional believers and conservatives. And that's the reason why God's given us some grace, is because there's enough of us that he thinks that we're worthy of some stay of execution.
Yeah, I would say stay of execution sums it up. I mean, I'll, as far as Trump goes, I mean, look, ultimately, who knows? I mean, but yeah, I think he's a window or an eye of the storm or whatever you want to call it, because you know, the powers that be. There's no way in hell they're going to let him stand. I mean, just
they'll pervert him. Either they'll pervert him, or they'll kill him, or they'll neutralize him. For example, now that Bannon is being kind of shoved out to the Heritage Foundation, and Flynn is gone, there's no real conservative elements within the party now. So I don't know how he expects to be survive the midterm elections next year. Even if he succeeds at the health care and the budget stuff, he's moved now so much beyond the center with his son-in-law and his daughter and other people around him. He's become just like George Bush or any of the other politicians.
Yeah, he seems like he's kind of slowly but surely getting sucked back into that Republican Fox News neocon kind of mindset.
Look at the Reince Priebus. You can tell Reince has got a bit in his mouth. You know, he's pulled him into the idea that, hey, you're a Republican, you're not an independent, you're not just a populist. That got him elected, but certainly not what they're now trying to move to a broader audience. Right?
Yeah.
And I think he thinks he can convert enough people that are independents, people that are Bernie supporters, that he can maintain power through the midterms, because obviously he thinks his own core party isn't big enough, his own core constituency of conservatives.
No, it's not, and I think that's part of the core conspiracy. I mean, that's the, if you think about it,
it optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You've got to let me go. Are we human? Or are we dancer? My sign is vital. My hands are cold. And I'm on my knees looking for the answer. Are we human, or are we
And welcome back. And so, Rob, we were talking about all kinds of things. We have these people protesting Earth Day, yet none of them are even questioning or even trying to put me on the spot or calling into the show and saying, well, what about Fukushima? Now, I know I was right over on Rents for years. He actually removed all of my audio files because he didn't want to offer me a reasonable deal when I was leaving Genesis. So he had a hissy fit and decided to pull it, even though I'm the only qualified MD member of the American College of Occupational Environmental Medicine Nuclear Division, speaking anywhere on the planet in any language on the issue of Fukushima Daiichi, which I'm re-releasing her book and videos this year. People need to understand, where these pseudo-environmentalist fools come on saying CO2 is a death gas, when we're poisoning the oceans, and the primary reason why the carbon-oxygen cycle is screwed up is three reasons. The first one is we're poisoning the oceans and acidifying it with pollution, which we're literally dumping bunker C and other things into the oceans, or pollution directly from large cities directly into the oceans. It's killing the phytoplankton. We can genetically engineer a more resistant phytoplankton to convert carbon dioxide to oxygen. It's dropped from 21 to 19% on the surface at sea level now worldwide. Then we have changes in the activity of the sun because of the passage of the dwarf star. And other people think it's open to a conspiracy. No, it's not. The Atacama Large Millimeter Array has identified this dwarf star passing at the Oort cloud 0.73 light years out, and the gravity waves trigger off the release of nascent oxygen and hydrogen that causes volcanism, earthquakes, volcanoes, and probably has a dramatic effect, along with things like Fukushima Daiichi that's screwing up the jet stream, along with drilling at Macondo, which means the devil's food, drill site 6 years ago or 7 years ago that caused the destruction of the loop current, that's still screwed up because they're still dumping Corexit down there and people don't know it when they're eating shellfish. I mean, it's one stupid thing after another, and I hear unqualified people that think they have a right to an opinion when they don't know the science, they don't know the information on the ground, and they have an attitude, or they say, Dr. Deagle, you're not facing this. Like I had a caller this morning who was saying Dr. Deagle's not talking about the issue of suffocation in people's homes because of the use of combustible materials like gas stoves and so on. Of course they do. But this is minor compared to Fukushima Daiichi, minor compared to other things. But yes, it is important. It's important for electromagnetic pollution in your home. It's important to have a CO2 monitor, carbon monoxide monitors. It's important to have proper venting. Even the Franklin stove vented a lot of the gases outside so the heat would stay inside. But for someone to say that they want to steer the agenda, or they want to completely ignore Fukushima, or they want to label carbon dioxide as a death gas when it's converted to oxygen, it's part of the carbon oxygen cycle. These people are numbskulls, and what they need to do is, like a student in the classroom, I'm the teacher, they're the student, they need to sit down, shut up, absorb the information. If they have a better question, ask it at the end of the class. But what I see happening is a lot of unintelligent people who have never learned, number one, inductive or deductive logic. They believe that as soon as you say the word conspiracy theory, somehow it can be dismissed, even though there's evidence to prove that it's correct, like the demolition of the World Trade Center towers. And people think that they have a right to dissuade or have an opinion, including when I had Craig Gwynn on, who won't be back, by the way, for lots of reasons. This guy is a fool. But he started to go at me over the idea of 9/11. He had his own theory. It's not open to a theory. I was the exit examiner for the Murrah building. I actually took the data from the U.S. Geological and the isotope data, which later was proven by Jim Fetzer's team of over 35 scientists, engineers, and nuclear experts. But I did it first after I got information from Dr. Ward. I had two nuclear physicists, a high school physics professor, and a munitions expert from Finland, besides my own experience as an expert in nuclear toxicology. So it's not open to your damned opinion. It's just the way it is. Okay, and I get a kick out of people that think they can call in to my show and say that, well, we have our own theory, Dr. Deagle, the Earth is flat. I'm thinking, no, you need to shut up, and I'll explain about gravitons and about the nature of quantum physics and string theory. But if you don't understand it, it doesn't mean you have a valid reason to open your yap. You don't. Okay?
Yeah, you don't even have to get that complicated, Dr. Bell. I mean, just look at the environmental. Look at this global warming movement, so-called. Carbon dioxide, the pollutant, is fundamentally insane. It sounds like we've got to break
it. It's a form of scientific. They're trying to turn it into a religion, and then they want to make sure if you don't believe in their religion, they're going to persecute you for not believing their stupid ideas.
Well, religion, it's back to May Day.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Summarize a few people out there that may think that Dr. Deagle's unqualified. I'm probably one of the most qualified people on earth ever to make a statement about this. The environmental, pseudo-environmental movement of people like Igor, I call him, not Al Gore, is that they want to control the world through a false paradigm of carbon dioxide as a death gas from hell, rather than part of the carbon-oxygen cycle, so they can control the planet and actually reduce the human population, which is massive genocide. The Georgia Guidestones, all this stuff. The World Watch Institute, you have to understand what's going on here. Even the attack against the idea of male and female being distinct sexes and leaving pollution that actually feminizes males is all part of the game so that they can eventually eliminate and create a drone class of non-reproducing, non-genetically and non-cybernetically enhanced human beings. And they want to create a generation, literally the X-Men, genetically and cybernetically enhanced to live for centuries or millennia, in a world with a vastly reduced population where the world is their playground and most of us are dead or can't reproduce because we've been basically sterilized or not licensed to have wild reproduction. If you think I'm making this up, you're a fool and you're going to die a fool because you'll have the Darwin effect to take you out of the gene pool. How's that?
Well, that's exactly correct. I mean, the fundamental science, that so-called, you know, Al Gore's book, An Inconvenient Truth, is it's a very thin veneer of science that's spread over what's really a religion of nature worship, of Gaia worship, or as we just mentioned before, May 1st, May Day, in honor of the goddess Maya, or the Egyptian whore goddess Isis, and her son Hermes, who identify with Robert Christian, who gave us the Georgia Guidestones. And right. Robert Christian, which just so happens to align with the 18th or 6+6+6 degree of Freemasonry. So there's a lot going on here. I mean, we really get into the core of the core conspiracy when we start talking about the environmental movement and all this population control. And I don't know if 1984 is required reading in schools anymore. Probably not, judging by the numbskulls that they're producing out of the so-called free public education in this country. But Another thing that was absolutely huge to George Orwell was the destruction of the family and the destruction of the sexes, like you were just saying. I mean, not reproducing, you know, men and women were basically the same. There's no distinction. And isn't that our transsexual or whatever, our LGBT, whatever it's called, movement? Just like anything else, they're being used as a battering ram to destroy the marriage, to destroy the country, to destroy free speech. And again, you follow the money trails, and then you end up back at, you know, you go back through Harvard and Yale and the tax-exempt foundation and Soros, and here we are talking about it, and it's so obvious in our faces, but I don't know.
Well, the problem is, you see, that, and I beg for my abuse. I thrive on the idea of intellectual wrestling. You know, think of me as mixed mental martial arts. And I live for battle. I beg people, right. Now don't be ad hominem and say, well, you're just an arrogant, you know, and you blathermouth and you interrupt your guests and you do all these things. Yeah, I have all these defects. But I have a point to say when I interrupt them, or I have to be on a pontificating spree, because by and large, and this includes radio shows, television shows everywhere, including alternative media, most of the time what you're going to hear is, quote, fair and balanced, like this idiot O'Reilly on Fox News. It doesn't need to be fair and balanced. It needs to be logical, consistent, and evidence-based. And the problem is that we think that there is anything logical or consistent or evidence-based to support the positions of the left, the globalists, the Gaia people. There isn't. It doesn't exist. That's why God came, literally as the son of Yeshua, which is Yah saves, the breath saves. That's why he gave us the Bible. That's why he gave us so-called religion, to be a center post so that it'll be the basis even for law, like the Ten Commandments, for a constitutional republic like America. And here's the point, too, and you have to understand this. When we get people like Leo Zagamian, I think he got offended when I indicated that I knew things that even he says, you know, he didn't want to conflict about, that all high-level Masons believe that the obelisk, which is Ol Baal-esk, which is the phallic symbol of the Apollo. And, of course, you have to understand that when you look at the apartment of Donald Trump, he's got Apollo everywhere. You have to understand, have high-level Masons, including the founders of America, not done good? Of course they have. There's white knights that have done all kinds of good things, even the, quote, Crusades. But you have to understand that Masonism, even if they do, quote, what is right in their own eyes, is not good in the eyes of the Most High God. You know, let's say Donald Trump succeeds. He does everything he says he's going to do, and he doesn't doing things stupid, which he has done some stupid things, like attacking Syria without proof that they had chemical weapons. But let's say that he does everything. He gets the American Health Care Act, and he saves the health care for the people with pre-existing conditions. He allows people to keep it on for the 26-year-old kids that are still at home. And he brings the tax levels down, and he makes the border safe, and he gets rid of MS-13, and he makes a deal, and we do a chemical nuclear castration unfortunately with a deal with China, which gives him even more power to continue manipulating currency and stealing technology. Let's say he succeeds with all this stuff, right? Does it mean that things are going to be better? No. It means that we're going to have a surveillance state that's not just going to watch the Muslims and the people who want to come here from elsewhere, like Russia, if they're their drug lords, or from Yugoslavia, all under the control of Mr. George Soros, who's a drug lord of Europe. No, what you're going to have is you're going to have lots of, quote, side effects, the side effects of a surveillance state, the side effects of government control, the side effects of a world where you have a new financial policy, but you still have a rearrangement of the deck chairs with high-level masonry, transnational corporations, and ultra-rich, the new trillionaires like George Jeff Bezos, controlling the world. And where Facebook, and by the way, just recently did some ads on Facebook, just kind of like even my ad boost for my videos that are going to be to help hosts like yourself, they denied it. They said it violated their stipulations. I also boosted the third show on Friday, which just simply is wellness protocols, medical-grade nutraceuticals, and medical information. And they said that also denied. Every ad boost I've done in the last few weeks, because I just started them a few weeks ago, has been denied by Facebook. These are the new overlords of the New World Order, are the cyber overlords, and the people that eventually, when they move to a cashless system to get rid of you, they don't need to come to your door with a gun. They just need to press Alt-Delete, and you don't exist in the financial system or the academic system or whatever. That's the real reality here, what's going on, and people don't understand that even if everything that Donald Trump does to make America great again, if a future administration wants to use it for evil Or if Trump himself decides to mutate, which is very possible considering now that Bannon is gone and Flynn are gone, he's now moving in a position where it scares me. It scares me the kinds of things that he may become in the future. What do you think?
Yeah, no, Donald Trump, I mean, he's only a man at the end of the day. He can't withstand these satanic forces that are in control. And you know, you mentioned the Freemasons. And look, I'm not talking about, I mean, you drive through every town and there's a Mason Hall. I even stopped in and I talked to these people. And a lot of these guys are low level. They don't know what's going on, okay? But even as it may, you look at the high level Freemasons. And
no, I'm not going to give them a pass. Stop right there. I'm an expert on Masonry. Okay, it may irritate you, including Leo Zagami. When you reach the 17th level of the Ark Rite, you know that Satan's involved. Because the name of the you're given in the Ark Rite is Yabalon, the creator god, Baal, the fertility god, and Osiris, the god of the underworld. That's what May Day is all about. And if you don't understand this, whether you're a communist or a global corporatist or Jeff Bezos or head of the CIA, did you know that all of our secret agencies on the planet in every country are all Masonic? Do you know the Mormons are completely Masonic, taken over by the Rothschilds and Rockefellers? Do you know that they rescued them from a bad deal where they kind of went financially under the Mormons in the 1940s with a bad deal with sugar plantations in Hawaii, and they're rescued? They're totally integrated. You know that the largest number of people that are recruited into our intel agencies are Mormons after they do a two-year mission. I know firsthand, not secondhand. People need to understand this. So they need to start grasping that you can't say, well, they do good things, so therefore they're good people. You can do a lot of really good things, but you can still be a bad person. How's that?
I'm just going to the top level.
What I'm trying to say is, that, in other words, even though you're a white knight, you got to remember, Masonry is, like he says, Nimrod. He's like the quintessential first Mason, and his wife, right, Semiramis. They set up the initial archetype of how to set up dialectics across the world. It said in Genesis, and Nimrod was a great warrior in the face of God. In other words, he's the original guy that set up dialectics. You know, like, you know, the Hegelian dialectic. It was invented by Satan, and his primary minion doing it here on Earth was Nimrod. That's a fact. Read your Bible; it's there.
Right. Well, if you look at you know who the Masons regard as their God. They call him the great architect of the universe or the great geometer of the universe. Now, you know, I believe if you go back to the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you know, a lot of people say that it was literally a tree. I don't believe that. I say the tree of knowledge of good and evil was the tree of life to the Freemasons, which is a Jewish tree, a Kabbalah tree. If you ever look in, you know, like the Hermetic Order, the Golden Dawn, or any of these New Age books, and you look at what they call the tree of life, it's got 10 numbers on it, 10, you know, digits, 0 through 9. Three columns, you know, the three columns of Freemasonry, strength, beauty, and wisdom, or
right,
or mind, body, and spirit, or whatever you want to call it. So it's all there. But if you remember, if you go back into Matthew 15 and 16, and he tells off the Pharisees, which represent, you know, high-end religions like Roman Catholicism and Freemasonry, and he tells the disciples, beware of the doctrine of the Pharisees, and, you know, and the disciples start arguing and say, well, you know, we didn't bring any bread, and you know, Jesus turns around and tells them, no, you bunch of dummies. I'm from a little bit. I'm talking about the doctrine of the Pharisees. When he said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, he's saying, beware of the doctrine of the Pharisees. And who are the Pharisees but worshippers of Satan? Because they made a covenant with Judas Iscariot, who was Satan in the flesh, if you read John chapter 12.
Right.
That harkens all the way back to the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And that's, so if you really,
yeah,
really want to get to
the
court.
Here's what the knowledge of good and evil is, and I'm keeping it even simpler. There's only one sin. You know what it is? And I like to use a little humor here to get through to people. I got this, God. Now, think of it this way. You're your God. You create these archangels, and the chief of the archangels was Shatan, the opposer, who in heaven was actually the covering angel, who was also the manager of the angelic orchestra in heaven. Okay? So this is the most intelligent created being ever created in the universe other than the incarnation of God himself that came in flesh. Is Satan. And people don't show enough respect for Satan. And he is King Kronos. He's a king of time. He's a king of the prince of the power of the air. He is literally the master of subatomic particle physics and string theory and wormholes and God knows everything else you can imagine. This being's been around for a long time, and he's been literally the great architect of the universe. So because he was under the direction of God, he thinks he has a right to have a seat beside God. He said, I shall ascend to the north parts, to the mount of the congregation. So Satan's always thought, hey, God, you made me so good, And he passed that same viewpoint on to Adam and Eve. He said, look, God made you able to name all the creatures. You're near 1,000 years old. You are so wonderful and perfect, you don't need to consult God to determine what is good or evil. So all you have to do to say to God is, hey, God, I got this, God. I don't need to go pray in the garden. I don't need to go and consult you. I got this, God. That's the only sin that mankind can do. It may look really good at times, i.e. Donald Trump, or the Masons that founded America, or it might look really damned evil, like communism or abortion. But you have to understand, in God's eyes, whether it looks good or evil, if it's not his will, it's evil. Okay?
Or at least evil. It ultimately leads to evil. I mean, pride and greed.
Oh, I call it straight what it is. It doesn't lead to evil. See, evil doesn't look unnecessarily ugly. This is one of the big mistakes of so-called modern belief systems, especially Christianity, that thinks that if it looks good, it can't be evil, when in fact it's the opposite. I'll give an example, okay? Let's say in the future, and I have a child with Down syndrome, and I'm pretty, you know, I have special skill sets. Let's say I can not only get rid of the 21st chromosome, I'm going to upgrade them so they all have IQs of 160 to 200. I'm also going to make them live, literally, have a zero senescence so they don't die. Okay, so we take all these Down syndrome kids that would otherwise be aborted, we make them super. Now, there's some things about Down syndrome kids that actually is superior to normal human beings. They don't have a capacity to hate. They don't have a capacity to take revenge on anybody. They have a gestalt. If you want to play a game called Where's Waldo, the Down syndrome kids will always beat you. They're going to find Waldo. They look at everything as a worldwide gestalt of everything. When you find high-functioning ones like my daughter, they're socially far more appropriate than most normal people, and they're far more forgiving. So, hey, is that good for me to do that? Well, it's okay for me to cure an illness, but it's not good to start screwing with the human genome and create transgenic humans that are super soldiers. In 1978, besides working on the World MS Tissue Brain Repository at UCLA and the VA hospital, they wanted me to work on DARPA projects to literally take female template embryos that are growing in artificial uteri and special projects here in America, including Georgetown University in America, and research facilities near Milan. They wanted me to actually be able to interface their brains of these new so-called cyborg superhumans that had transgenically inserted DNA from different phylospecies and genera. For example, if you insert the DNA for actinomycin from jackals, you make human beings 12 times stronger than any other mammal of similar size on the planet, including even stronger. The jackal has 8 to 10 times the crushing strength in their jaws of even large lions. You have to understand this. When you start messing with human genes to create transgenic superhumans, and then you put them to a battlefield matrix and train them, this is not nice. Although you can do it and may make a super army, so anybody dares to cross you, you don't have to worry about putting soldiers on the ground. They're not even talking about cyborg soldiers, okay? You have to understand when General Poindexter killed a lot of these so-called experiments, I actually took care of one of them. And his buddies all put on roughly 100 pounds in weight, 6 to 8 inches in height. Many of them got cancer or serious neurological and other diseases. And many of them killed themselves because of the pain and suffering they went through after the genetics went wrong. I personally took care of one of them. So I know what the hell we're doing, which is really damned evil. So the problem is that what appears to be good, i.e. women's rights for abortion, and lots of other things we do, like vaccines, which are another evil that's called good, these things may not appear, they appear to be good, at least to some people, or even certain policies in our government, but they're actually evil. For example, our policy in social services with black families to make sure you can't have a man in the home, so a woman has serial babies from different guys, and one guy might have 20 different mamas that are sending him checks into prison because he's the daddy of these 20 kids. That's actually part of the culture now, the black culture in America. So I call things that may be what's right in our own eyes also evil, because even if they don't look bad, like, for example, aspartame, or Splenda, it looks good. It's good. Cuts out sugar. Sugar's bad. No, your insulin level, if you do a thing called a Kraft test to look at your blood insulin levels after you're eating aspartame, are higher than if you had sugar. So it causes more damage, not less. So when I hear people that say, well, it might lead to evil, no. It is by its face, even if it's not done without God's will, it is evil, even if it looks and tastes and smells good.
Yeah. Well, I think when you say, you know, it's the tree of knowledge of good and evil, so, you know, the way I look at it, if you take Numbers, which is, the doctrine of the Pharisees, the great architect of the universe, you can use numbers for good, or you can use them for evil. The problem is mankind, we can't handle it, and that's basically the
exactly.
issue.
The problem is, you see, man doesn't want a relationship with God. He wants false religion. He wants real lives right. going on rather than relationship, and a prayer for a relationship with the Creator, you know, I got this, God. That's the only sin man can do. Pray it.
All right.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Rob, I'm real proud of people like you that are constitutional believers that understand the nature of good and evil, because a lot of people, including people that are academics, medical doctors, attorneys, leaders of nations, aren't. And that's really, really scary, because God's bringing judgment on the world, step by step by step. We're heading toward the end of the secular age. And you got to understand some of the things, for example, even that I'm on the Trump train. But I'm praying for this man, because some of the things he's doing are patently not Christian. patently, definitely Masonic, patently being led astray even from his base, which now he's got Bannon gone and Flynn. I just wonder where this man's going. And I'm very concerned, even with people like Ann Coulter, what's happening to him. Yeah, he's probably going to accomplish a lot of the stuff he wants to do, and he's super successful. Doesn't mean he's not a business genius and not going to succeed at making America great again and powerful again. But does it mean, is it God's will, everything he's doing? And I call him the question when he loses his conservative base and he starts to move to the neocon base with people like H.R. McMaster and other characters. This concerns me. It concerns me how he's flagrantly talking about military action when he can't prove to the South Koreans or the Japanese that he can stop a medium-range missile, or he can stop thousands of tube rockets heading towards Seoul, which are conventional weapons, because any conflict that he starts is going to result in tens of thousands, if not millions, of dead South Koreans. I think that Donald Trump, if he loses his conservative base, and this is not only a prophetic warning, it's a warning to him and his people in the party, if you lose Bannon and Flynn and they don't have any influence, or you lose all conservative influence, or the people that put you into power, even if they're less than, let's say, 40% of the population, you will lose the control of the Senate and Congress in the 2018 elections, even if you pass the health care bill and the tax reform bill. You will be impeached before the end of your first term in office. That is a thus saith the Lord guarantee if you don't repent, Mr. Trump, and realize that without returning to Christian principles, not Masonic ones, and return to your base, which is nationalistic, to make America great again, not only just in your own eyes, but in the eyes of God, you will be judged, and so will America. How's that?
Yeah, well, I can tell you a little bit of a different take. I think we're already going to be judged. I mean, I look at Trump as like Manasseh, and then what was it, Josiah that came after Manasseh. And Josiah was kind of a little bit of a pullback from the evil king Manasseh. I mean, I look at Manasseh as Obama.
Right.
I think God was so pissed off at Manasseh, he was still ready to punish Israel, even though they got a new king and they took a step back and attempted. But look, it falls way short. Let's just say, what was it, Nineveh in the book of Jonah, right? I mean, they're 40 days in sackcloth and ashes. I think that's really the level. I mean, look at us. I don't see any
sackcloth and ashes in the White House right now. I see Trump proceeding with an air campaign against a Shariat air base with fragile evidence that's not corroborated by the United Nations Independent Commission. I see the still regime change idea against Iran, which we put in power, those mullahs, with the CIA. I see them still talking about removing the eye doctor and his British wife, Bashar al-Assad, and want to replace him with ISIS. Excuse me. Yeah. Trump, if you fool down this road, it will be the end of your presidency and the end of America. Don't do it.
Pretty much. I mean, we're going to do the same thing in Syria we did to Libya and Egypt.
Exactly. Stop it.
We're going to take out the head and put it much worse and then call it success.
Exactly. Don't do it.
Who the hell are we anyway? I mean, who are we to thumb our nose at anybody? We're 20 trillion.
Exactly, yeah. We went to break.
Out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.